Okay, AB3WG, good evening everyone. Looks like we have a little group check-in so far, so we'll give it a couple minutes. We'll get started here. The plan is to pretty much run straight through tonight, and we're not going to waste any time. I know it's a holiday of sorts, and I just have a couple announcements, and then we'll get to everyone who's checked in. Thanks. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, my name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. Good evening, everyone. Let's wait about another minute. We have a short group tonight, so we'll wait a couple minutes and then we'll get started. And we'll go to the section staff, we'll go to the linked repeaters, and then all of our check-ins. So stand by, AB3WG. Okay, let's get this thing rolling. AB3WG, Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. I'm very happy to host tonight's section EchoLink conference. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. Looks like we have kind of a short group tonight, so the plan is to just pretty much go straight through, and we'll hear from everybody, find out what's going on in and around the MDC section. I could go on and on about all the things that are going on in the section, but I'm not going to do that. I want to hear from all of you, so let's go ahead and get started. I see some more folks are checking in, so thank you for that. And let's go ahead and first call up John Creel, John WB3GXW. If you're on, if you can give us some words. Thank you, John, for hosting our conference link tonight, WB3GXW. Okay, nothing heard there. All right, let me go ahead and start off with just a couple announcements real quick, and then we'll get right to our section staff. So I want to first thank Marty for KB3MXM for hosting last month's Section EchoLink conference. I was out of state, halfway across the country visiting my daughter, so many thanks to Marty for hosting last month's Section EchoLink conference. A couple of things I'd like to mention real quick before we get to check-ins. Rolanders having another series of classes coming up here shortly. There was a link in for his email address. It's roland.anders@comcast.net. And Roll is having a series of different classes on different subjects. So it looks like just an amazing group of folks that he's going to pull together and teach these classes. He's already got a couple hundred folks signed up for this. There was a separate email that went out to league members regarding this with the list of all the classes that are available. And again, his email, roland.anders@comcast.net, and that's in the section news, which you can get. That information is also on the MDC page on the league website break. Okay, next I want to mention a couple new appointments and some new folks that we've worked with in the section so far as of this past month and the last couple weeks. First of all, some Skywarn stuff I want to mention. Chris Medary, AK3B, Skywarn rep for Baltimore, Carroll, and Howard counties. Had a great conversation with Chris the other night. Really excited about what he's going to bring to the MDC section in terms of Skywarn. And he's looking for folks to help out as net controls and some other stuff. And I don't see Chris listed, but you can get a hold of him. It's his call sign at ARRL.net break. Okay, secondly, we have a new EC appointed for St. Mary's County, and I see our section emergency coordinator, Jim, is on with us tonight. Good evening, Jim. Thank you for joining. I will let Jim speak about that. And I'll move on to our new public information coordinator, a gentleman named Sid Caesar. Many of you probably know Sid, November Hotel 7 Charlie. And Sid has been in the past here in the MDC section a public information coordinator, and when I was able to contact him, I feel like I reinvigorated him and kind of re-energized him. And he's done some great work with public relations, and he's even worked for the league. So welcome to Sid Caesar, November Hotel 7 Charlie. He's our new public information coordinator. Okay, break. Okay, next, last thing I want to mention, two things. There's the current information you can get from the league website about stuff that's happening. The MDC page on the league website, if you go to the search box on the league website and just put in MDC and hit enter, you can get our page. It's growing day by day almost. I update that site almost daily. A lot of the stuff we'll speak about tonight is on that site. I put the latest TMARC report out there, which was not in the section news. I've been in communication with the TMARC folks. They're very kind to send me their latest report. The one in the section news is from December. On the MDC page, it's from February. So great to work with those folks. And the second thing is my email address. There are some parts in the league website where my email address is listed as ab3wg@arrl.org. Please do not use that. It doesn't work yet. Please continue to email me at ab3wg@arrl.net. I am working with the folks on the league to get that resolved, and they want all of us to have .org email addresses, so we're working through that. Break. Okay, let me see if John Creel is available. John, if you're on, some words, please. All right, we missed John tonight, and we thank him for hosting the conference bridge. All right, I want to go straight to the section staff. I'm just going to go right down the list since it's such a short list tonight. Let's go straight away to WB3KAS, Jim Montgomery, MDC Section Urgency Coordinator. Jim, thanks so much for joining. It's a pleasure to have you with us. I know there's a lot going on, not only with the hospital program, but with some of the ECs and some other things. WB3KAS, Jim, please.
Okay, very good evening, Chris. This is WB3KAS. Name here is Jim. We're located in the southern part of the county, in Brandywine, Maryland. We got some new wonderful news to get to talk to you about tonight. And that is the Maryland Hospital Association has agreed to meet with us Tuesday to Medical Region 3. Medical Region 3 is the northern part of the state, which is, let's see if I can do it now, Carroll County, Howard, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Hartford County. And we're going to be meeting with the planners. The planners are the people who basically help the hospitals get their needs and what they are delinquent in obtaining, sort of like a lobby, if you will, although they have much stronger and more important things to do than doing the lobby. Take a break here. Okay. We have been tasked a couple of years ago, prior to COVID, to see what we can do to get more radios in the hospitals, and so we're working on the Maryland Hospital Association member hospitals. This number is about 50 to 55. I don't know the latest count, but there are more than 50 hospitals in the state, but these are members that have joined in to the Hospital Association. So we're going to be talking to them about what we did for Region 5. Region 5 is complete. About 99%. The best trouble we've been having is finding a replacement for D710 to run Winling. So we think we have that, and we've been testing it out. And tomorrow, I am going to be going up to the parking lot of MHA and then take a drive over to Howard County Hospital and do another test from over there. So Tuesday, the Howard County EC and N3AWP is going to join us. And I think we're going to have a very nice professional discussion on what we do and why, how we do it, and the benefits that the hospitals have getting ham radios in the hospital. All I have to talk to them about is Katrina, and that's about all it takes to get somebody agreed to bring ham to radio in to help them and get on the team, get on the distribution list, and somebody speed dial, et cetera. So, but just about talked out. Got a fine group getting started here. Chris, doing a fine job. We'll check with you later. WB3KAS, Rockinette.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim. It's great to have you with us here. Thanks for all the great work you're doing. And I am trying to add more folks to your team, and we'll really get things going here. Jim did not mention our new EC for St. Mary's County. This is Chris McGraw, Kilo Bravo 2, Sierra Kilo Papa. And Jim made a mention of him to me, and we went ahead and appointed him as the EC for St. Mary's County. So welcome, Chris. All right, let's go to, I do see the other Jim on here, WI3N. Jim, your words for the net tonight, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and good evening to everyone. I'll be very brief. The Aries Mat group is working industriously on lots of things, and we will probably, hopefully, be involved in a few exercises down the road. That's a good thing. And Chris, I'd like to thank you very much for getting out the Maryland DC newsletter and putting all of this information out for everybody. That's fantastic. And everybody, if you don't get the newsletter and you are a member of ARRL, you can go online into your profile and check the box that says you want to get the newsletter. So I would highly recommend that. Thank you very much. Back to Net, WI3N.
Okay, thanks, Jim. And Jim's making a very good point. I'm working on a way to, I do have an abbreviated version of the section news on the MDC page on the league website. I've just removed some of the lengthy reports that we get each month. So most of the information, my thoughts, and most of the other stuff is that's in the section news is on that page as well. And when I can get a server or a web site going, that's gonna be a real help. I'm working through that as well. All right, next I'd like to go to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al. Always a pleasure having you with us here on the MDC, in the MDC section. Your words, please.
Okay, good evening, Chris and everyone else. W3YVQ. Well, the nets here in MDC that are affiliated with NTS include the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, 3820, 6 p.m. daily, or 2200 Zulu. The Baltimore Traffic Net on 2 meters, currently on the 6.67 repeater, 107.2 in Baltimore, 6:30 every night. MEPN is also every night. And the MDD CW net meets twice, once at 7 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. on 3557. And lastly, the MSN training net for newcomers to CW and radiograms is on 3563 every night at 7:30 p.m. And there's times for the Baltimore Traffic Net, MDD, and MSN are local times all year long. The MEPN local times change, so if the net is always being called at 2200 Zulu for the formal call-up break. And next is kind of a deep subject, but it needs, I think, to be addressed by all, and that is ICS 213 forms. The ICS 213 is an interoffice memo form, not suitable for use over radio. The FEMA message form pamphlet 2 available on their NIMS ICS training literature. It says that additional frames can be couched around the 213 when used over radio, etc., etc. course, they no longer remain ICS 213 forms, then they become 213-Rs or some other nomenclature. Of course, the printed forms used by states and counties may not have those updates. So there's some things to consider about 213 forms. First thing to consider is that when an official fills one out and hands it to you, we have no right as amateurs to reformat or change the contents of the message in any way. All we can do is put a frame around it to send it through the radio system. So what do you do when you get a message that has email formatted text with punctuation? In other words, upper lowercase letters, figures, and the standard punctuation used in email. That's what you'll find on ICS 213s handled by officials and exported from their interactive forms, etc. Well, you can't send them over CW and voice normally without making some changes. Here recently, Radio Relay International has just made an announcement during the last day or so that they must be in multi-mode format. Multi-mode format means that they can only be uppercase, figures, and slant bars, and substitutes for common punctuation, like an x-ray for a period, etc. That means that if you're handed an ICS 213 from an incident command system section chief with email formatted text, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Let's suppose somebody brings you one of those from up on the hill where the crash site is, and in the message there is a number like 106MG in lowercase. What do you change that MG to? It could be capital MG. That's a whole different unit size. And if it's a dose reach, you can get somebody killed making that change without the appropriate advice. It's difficult to send somebody back up the hill to ask that question, so we need a way to deal with those that are in email format, where case is important. One way we do that is to export the ICS 213 form from FL message into which it can be entered as submitted, and then you can export it as a text file, .txt extension on it, and you can then attach it to a WinLink radio email sent to anyone on the WinLink system who has a client or tactical address, and they will get the ICS 213 export intact, including upper and lowercase and punctuation. The second way to do it is to take that text file that you export and cut a copy and paste it between the breaks in a regular radiogram with the preamble, the address from the ICS form to which it's going, and in the text content of the ICS 213 message, including upper lowercase and punctuation, and then an authorizing signature at the end, and submit it to Radio Relay International's Digital Traffic Network, or DTN. And that's the only place you can conveniently do that and meet the old mode restrictions, unless you happen to have voice and CW operators that know how to transmit email formatted text by voice or CW, which most of us don't have. We do have here in the MDC nets, but you probably don't have many of those in your area's nets. Consequently, if you bring such traffic, which we now call the hybrid radiogram because of the unusual type of text between the breaks, and submit it to MEPN or BTN or MDD, we will pass it to one of our digital traffic stations who can post it on DTN, and it can be sent anywhere in the country based on the address. And those are the two ways to handle the email formatted ICS form. Be careful. Changing them at your own risk assumes agency which you may not legally have at an incident command site for changing context without knowing what all those abbreviations and words mean that you might want to substitute with all caps. Word to the wise, kick it around in the ARIES groups and see what you all think. I'd appreciate hearing about it. And my call sign at AORL.net. 7-3, have a great weekend, W3YVQ.
Okay, great stuff there. Thank you, Father Al. Always great to have that information. And that information is included in the section news under Father Al's report, the section traffic manager's report. There's a paragraph of information in that section that goes over some of what Father Al just mentioned. So thank you for that. All right, I'd like to now go to our linked repeaters, and we're going to start with K3 Oscar Romeo Bravo. This is the Ocean City machine. Call your stations, please.
Good evening, Chris, and the rest of the net, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, marked here in Ocean Pines. We'll stand by now for anybody here listening on the Ocean Pines machine. Please call now, any callers.
K3DCR.
KC3RAP.
All right, roger that, callers. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and start right at the top of the list here with Brian from Newark, KC3UCQ. How you doing tonight, Brian?
Good evening, Mark. I'm doing pretty well. I am currently cooking dinner and just kind of hanging around the house. I am working on my radio later this evening. I put together a QRP rig, and everything went well. Hopefully I'll get to test it out tomorrow. Back to net control. This is KC3UCQ.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. Great to hear about the QRP rig. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. Let's go ahead and pass it over to Chris in Salisbury, K3DCR.
Hey, good evening, everybody on the nets. I'm all excited. Next week on Wednesday night is going to be the first of our sessions with the Worcester County 4-H group. We're getting together a 4-H ham club, so we're going to go through all the stuff they need to do to get their tech license and have some fun, too. And I've got a couple of young kids. I think the youngest are 7 years old, so it's going to be exciting and a little bit challenging. So that's kind of our big event. Back to the net.
Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate all you're doing for the local 4-H club. That's a wonderful thing you're doing, man. We're really stoked about that, and can't wait to hear more about it. Next up on the list, let's pass it to your son there, Walker, KC3RAP, as in Papa. How you doing, Walker?
I'm doing really good. Today I was doing some FT8 on my Pi, so that was really fun, Raspberry Pi. I also got Ukraine and Russia, so that was really good. Like my dad saying, I was doing, hopefully I could go to the 4-H meetings. I don't really have much else to say.
Well, Walker, it certainly is a pleasure to have you on the net tonight. It's great to hear you guys out there. So glad to hear about FT8 and your Raspberry Pi adventures. Definitely share more with the group sometime. Always love hearing about what you have going on in the radio world. And then other than that, as far as Worcester County amateur radio news, the Worcester Radio Group is getting together on Saturday, March 25th, over at James Island State Park for a Parks on the Air event. We're really looking forward to that. It will be open to the public pretty much any time after 9 a.m. on Saturday. So if anybody wanted to come down to Crisfield and say hello, we're going to be over there at the beautiful Dougherty Creek Lodge. So thank you so much. We'll pass it back to Chris, AB3WG. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines. Back to net. Thank you, guys.
Okay, very good. Such a great thing to hear younger hams here joining us here. Thanks so much. Great job down there in Ocean Pines. All right. There he is. I noticed that our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty, KB3MXM, has checked in, so I want to go to him without further delay. Marty, I mentioned at the top of the net, thank you so much for covering for me last month, and your words for the net, please, sir. Welcome.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And it was quite a thrill to be able to be your host for the Echo Link. I certainly do miss it, but great to see a good turnout here and some pretty exciting things going on. So we've got some Ham Fest coming up soon. Just recently I just added a new OTA. So we have IOTA, we have SOTA, and we have VOTA. So if you're doing volunteer on the air, check on the Logbook of the World and see when the Maryland group is doing their volunteer and the DC group is doing their volunteer on the air, and get on the air and make some points, because I think I'm worth 225 points. Also, from the league, lots of good stuff going on up there. Just recently, there's been a lot of activity going around the Lesnik Ladies stuff that we're doing. Bills been introduced. As a matter of fact, at least three states, congressional people from three states are also including those bills. And while I'm talking about the law, since the law has been passed in Maryland for reasonable accommodations, and it was official on October, it will take your local municipalities and county executives to get that incorporated in your county. So I encourage you to keep your finger on the pulse there. Check with your zoning boards and see if they have the latest language. We've spent 7 years doing this, and it's up to you, we, to continue to move forward and help others that might need to have that opportunity to enjoy radio just a little bit more. That's all I've got for right now. I want everyone to be safe and well, and thanks again, Chris. Great job. So with that, I'll turn it back to I haven't said this yet, Chris. This is a new one for me. All right. I hope somebody's taking notes. I'm going to turn it back to the section manager. Back to you, Chris.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Marty. And we certainly appreciate the leadership that you have shown the MDC section here for the last 6 years. It was a pleasure following in your footsteps, and I hope I will represent the section quite well. I think a lot of great things are happening, and I'm really excited about things moving forward. All right, let's go to our another linked repeater. This is the Frederick Machine, Whiskey 3, Foxtrot, Delta Kilo. I'd like you to call your stations, please, and have them give their comments. W3FDK.
This is WE3R on W3FDK. I have no comments. Anybody else out there want to respond? Okay, W3JP checked in. No comments. W3R back to section.
Okay, very good. Thanks for joining us on the conference tonight. Appreciate that. Let's go now to the Kilo Alpha 2 Juliet Alpha India repeater. This is going to be my friend Don calling bridge. Don, KA2JAI, call your stations, please.
This is N3FQC for the 146805 repeater and the JA2JAI-R echolink. We have this far that pre-checked in, no KB3KWT, Paul. No comments. And NK3D, John, please stand by. Any other check-ins for the MDC Echolink conference?
KA2JAI.
K-Tango Oscar Yankee.
KA2JAI.
Got KA2JAI, and I think that was WA3TOY, if I'm correct, and then standing by on Echolink, we got WT3C, so we'll start top of this list, NK3D, John, comment. Nothing heard at this time, so we'll go to KA2JAI, Mike, thank you for checking in, your comments.
Good evening, Chris, and Don, and everyone on the net. Good night, Chris. And tomorrow will be third Saturday, so therefore Anne Arundel will have its monthly Aries meeting tomorrow. And we had been on Zoom quite a bit at the time. We started going back to the EOC this year. This particular one will be back on Zoom again, but I imagine we'll be back to the EOC again next month. So we'll be talking about Winlink and WebEOC and some other timely topics for us. And Don, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI, 73 all.
thank you for those updates and information, Mike. And I think that was WA3TOY Kurt. Was that you? Go ahead.
Yes, it was. Did I double with someone?
Just a bit. So, got a bit of it, so it sounded like you.
Okay. Well, Skywarn's been quiet, and I haven't checked the calendar lately as far as classes go. There were a few here in the month that they were on the calendar, and they were actually in-person classes. On a personal note, I've been working with a couple of other hands and getting their radios and scanners programmed. And then tonight, did a little tweaking of my own DMR radio. So, other than that, not much else going on. WA3TOY.
Thank you, Kurt. And we have someone on the KA2JAI-R. We have WT3C. I'm not sure who that is. You have any comments? Okay, nothing heard there, but I'll go one time back to NK3D. John, your comments. Okay, we must have lost them. Any other check-ins for the MDC Echolink? Okay, that must be everything from here. So this is N3FQC. Back to AV3 at WG Net Control, and thank you for running this NDC Echolink.
Okay, thanks very much, Don. And Don neglected to mention that he's the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, part of our section staff, doing a great job managing that net. And it's something that I miss doing myself, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great traffic net to get on, especially for new hams. It's a welcoming place for new hams. It meets at on the Bark Repeater 146.67 each evening at 6:30. All right, let's take a break. This is AB3WG. You're listening to the monthly MDC Echolink conference here on the WASH_DC conference bridge and linked repeaters. All stations stand by. Okay, very good. Let's go ahead now to our folks that have joined us this evening. I'm going to start from the top of the list as I'm viewing it here on my computer screen. And first up is going to be WI3J. Stu, welcome. Your words for the net, please. WI3J.
Well, thank you, Chris. WI3J here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, I've been involved a lot in Windland. I saw some of the text messages here. I have to check more about that. I think there's a challenge going on right now, maybe. But I've done a lot of Windlink exercises this week. And, boy, it's been very informative. I've been enjoying it very much. Back to you there, Chris, WI3J.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Next, we'll go to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. Rich, your words for the net tonight. Welcome. Okay, let's try again. AB3WR, Rich, your comments tonight. Okay, we'll come back to Rich. Put a little star there. Let's go next to KC3 Tango Lima Oscar. Don, your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris. I don't have any traffic for tonight, but hello to everybody on the net and 7-3s. Back to net. Kilo Charlie 3 Tango Lima Oscar.
All right. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Let's go next to Whiskey 3 Charlie Hotel Bravo. And this is Charlie. Your comments tonight, please. Okay. Try once more. Whiskey 3 Charlie Hotel Bravo. Charlie, your comments. All right. Nothing heard there. Let's go next to Kilo 3 X-Ray India Tango. Will, your comments tonight.
Okay. Good evening, all. I'm Broadcasting tonight from my QTH here in Colesville, Maryland. This is my first time at the meeting. I've been out of the hobby for quite a while, trying to get back into the swing of things, and boy, there's a whole lot going on. So I'm going to do a whole lot of listening and not much talking, but I'm delighted to be here. This is K3XIT, back to Net Control.
Okay, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining, and we're here each month on the third Friday, 8 o'clock, right here on Wash_DC. Please join us again. All right, let's go next to Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Papa Hotel. This is Jeff. Your comments, please.
Good evening, everyone. Prince George's County Aries has completed a series of three monthly hospital drills, and we have our next meeting this coming Monday on the 20th, and we're doing training on hospital communications at each of those meetings. So back to that. This is KB3SPH.
Okay, good stuff there. Thanks for the work that you're doing in the MDC section. All right, let's go next to November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. This is Milford. And Milford, please give us an update on our new AWRL-affiliated club, the Bowie Wireless Association. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, please.
Well, thank you very much. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and I'm in Bowie. Yes, the Bowie Wireless Association had its first public meeting this last Monday, the 13th. We had 12 members there. We were very pleased with that. And there's still a lot more to do. We are reaching out to the various hams in the Bowie area predominantly, but we'll take anybody can come along. But we're doing that to, one thing, teach them or get them reinvigorated about the whole hobby, because a lot of them are technicians who after about 10 years drop off due to inactivity or whatever. So we had that. We do have a weekly breakfast meeting on the Monday mornings at the Bowie Bob Evans. And there's, again, about six or eight of the fellows join us there. So there is, quite a weekly turnaround, a weekly turnover of thoughts and ideas. And everything else is doing well. We are helping to support the various hospitals here in the Prince George County area, and I think it's going to be a marvelous thing that will come about out of that. And we're looking forward to reaching out a lot more of the people here in Bowie who have not yet come along to the meetings. So with that, I'll pass it back. AB3WG and the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie.
All right, very good, Milford. Thanks so much for the work you're doing there, and congrats to the Bowie Wireless Association, another new AWRL-affiliated club that I can add to my list as affiliated club coordinator. Welcome. All right, let me go next to KB3 Sierra Whiskey Sierra. That's Pam. Your words for the net, please. Good evening.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I am also part of the PG Aries group that supports the hospital radio communications program, and I enjoy the practice that we get and continue to learn a lot every time we get together. Back to Net Control, KB3SWS.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for joining tonight, Pam. Let's go next to Don, K3DON. Don, your words tonight, please. Good evening.
Good evening to everyone on the net here this evening, and thanks, Chris, for running this tonight. I have a few things to point out tonight. Harford County Aries Races is holding a recruiting event April the 6th at 6 p.m. There will be food and refreshments, and it's being held at the Harford County EOC. that is located at the 2220 Addy Road, Forest Hills, Maryland. And any amateurs that's interested within the Baltimore-Harford County area should please send an email to harfordariesraces@gmail.com, and all are welcome to join us that would like to. So let me take a short break here. All right, and another thing, Harford County Aries Braces also uses the FL Digi method of sending messages back and forth through the radio. I am myself starting to learn how to do that myself from here at the home, since I have the equipment now to do that. So that is a good idea. Also, Harford County is also going to have two radios at the two hospitals we have here in Harford County, which is Upper Chesapeake and Harford Memorial. So we will have capability again with communications at the two hospitals as well. So we are looking forward to that. Let me see, one more thing I wanted to mention, I think. I'm trying to think about that. I've gotten all brand new equipment myself. My equipment is brand new. I've only had it for, since before Christmas, actually, of last year. But it's new to me, and it's very good. All Yaesu equipment now. So that's good. Other than that, I think that's all I have it now. Again, Chris, thanks for running the net tonight. And everyone have a good night. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all K3DON's listening.
All right, very good. Thank you, Don. Thanks for the work you're doing up there in Harford County. I know that's you're always busy. That's a great group up there, the Harford County group, and I'm looking forward to being at that event at the EOC there on Addy Road. I haven't been there in several years. Really looking forward to that. All right, the last person on my list that I can see is, Kilo Alpha 3 November Juliet Whiskey. This is Pat. Please give us your words tonight. All right, nothing heard there. Is there anyone that I missed or anyone? It's almost 9 o'clock, so we're a little early tonight. Let me call for anybody else who has any additional comments or anyone I missed, please.
WB3GXW, Portable 3, a late check-in. WB3GXW.
Okay, there he is, John. WB3GXW, thanks so much. We were looking for you earlier. No problem. We're so glad you could join, and thanks so much for hosting the conference bridge as you do for us every month. It's so much appreciated and such a great net. I'm proud to be the host. WB3GXW, your comments, please.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Well, here's my excuse for not being on time. I went to Stations of the Cross at our Catholic Church in Colesville, where it's Lent. So that was my reason for not being here until just now. All is good. Just a gentle reminder that if you want to have a CUSO between smartphones and you can't connect directly, or computers and you can't connect directly with your other station via computer for some reason, you can always go to WB3GXW-L. It's available. It's got commercial grade bandwidth, so feel free to utilize that for whatever activities you have. The phone net uses it, but other than that, it's readily available. Back to net control. Good night, everybody. WB3GXW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. Again, thanks so much for all the great stuff you do for us here in the MDC section. All right, folks, I think that's about it. I'm going to wrap this up. I'll make one more open call for anyone who has any other comments, any further business, and I'll maybe mention one more thing, and then we're going to wrap this up, and we actually are going to close early tonight. I always try, and usually we don't make it, but tonight I think we're going to make it. Any further comments or further business, please?
Name Harris Rick.
All right, if we could have that station check in again, we just got name here is something. We didn't hear the rest of that. Take your time and come on in again, please.
Name Harris Rick in Calverton, Maryland.
Okay, station in Calverton, Maryland. Go ahead with your comments, and it looks like you're coming through the JAI system, so go ahead and give us your comments tonight, please.
Thank you. Name here is Rick. I've have been out of traffic and network and handling traffic for a number of years, and thanks to John GXW for hosting this. If I'm in his neighborhood, and if he didn't have the repeater, I wouldn't have heard the net and wouldn't get a chance to hopefully participate in the future. Thank you. I've been setting up new HF for FT8 and voice, and just appreciate the chance to get back into the hobby. Net control here is Whiskey Bravo 9, Tango Sierra Oscar, portable 3.
All right. Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure having you here on the conference tonight. All right. I'm going to wrap this up, guys. It's 5 of. We'll give you 5 minutes of your life back. I guess one other thing that I would mention, if you need to get a hold of me, again, you can use, the three best ways to get a hold of me as section manager is to send me an email. That's ab3wg@arrl.net. You can call my phone number, which is plastered all over the league website, and it's in at least two places in the section news. If you don't have that, send me an email. I'm happy to give it to you. I'm available just about all day, every day for anything you folks need. And you can also send me a text at that same number, or you can catch me on the Baltimore Traffic Net 6:30s each evening on 146.67 on the Bark Repeater. A lot of great stuff going on. There's a lot of things I'm working on in this section. I'm very proud to be the section manager. There's a lot of work that I have yet to do, but I think things are going along really well. I'm getting the databases squared away and getting people appointed to section level positions, and really I'm really happy with all the support and all the great work and the phone calls and the emails that I'm getting from everybody. So thanks, everybody, so much. We'll see you again here next month on the monthly MDC EchoLink Conference 7-3. This is AB3WG. Have a great evening.